Hi guys, I'm Tony and this is Kian. We just got done filming the pilot of the Imposter Syndrome podcast, which we're hoping to be doing every week. We tried doing an intro a couple of times, but it didn't go too well. So that's what you're about to see now. It's going to be a bit of a choppy one, but it is a pilot and we haven't done this before. So we're giving it our best shot, but I hope you enjoy the rest of it and I hope you enjoy it and...
Clearly still can't do an intro. But we're trying.
That was the only line I gave him. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the episode. Hopefully you can stick through it and it's not an absolute mess. I have no idea what it's going to look like. But there's some funny bits in there. So hopefully it's okay. And it looks pretty. So, you know, that's a bonus.
You feel like a fake. An imposter. As if maybe you don't know what you're doing.
Always attach that.
Oh, that was like in your ear.
Check it, put it in your phone case.
That was like in your ear.
Echo wish. Has it happened yet?
Yeah, I'm on the set of my favourite podcast. Did that hurt?
No, why?
I'm going to pull that out.
No.
Oh, I thought it would have.
From Barry, mate. What?
It's from Barry.
Why are you nervous laughing?
Because I'm nervous.
I'll do it.
I feel like we've been planning this for ages and like building this thing's taken me months. And
but you put a couch down and a couple of lights.
Right, come on, fuck me. Just say hello.
You said you wanted to do a couple of, like, you wanted to do 20 minutes.
Yeah, but let's do it.
Actually, I've got a nice way for us to start. I got you a present. I completely forgot. I got you a present.
Right.
It's if you put your hand just behind that box.
Not this again.
No, if you put your hand just that, it's on top of the box in the bottom bit. Do you see what I'm saying? There's a box in the bottom bit, like another cardboard box, and there's something on top of it.
It's a fucking plug socket.
No. Don't
pull this,
that.
The crown.
There you go. Yeah. That's just for you.
What's this for?
It's a crown.
For?
For your favourite restaurant.
What?
You know, the guy that owns your favourite restaurant wears a crown. He's the king.
Burger King?
Mm-hmm. No?
What's happening?
What do you mean?
When did I become an avid Burger King goer?
Well, I got you these as well. I thought you'd enjoy these. That's going to be really good on the mic. It's Burger King flavored Doritos.
What's happening to me?
Hang on. Burger King flavored Doritos. Huh. No? For that time you went to Burger King? That famous time you went to Burger King? No? I bought these just for you. Is it just clips?
Yeah. What a dickhead.
Yes, Josh. Yeah. That's the one. We can cut that if you want. We'll blow up. We'll have to cut it. Fucking hell, that's large, isn't it?
He's not talking about the crown.
Just while you're... Are you going to do it right into the mic as well?
What?
Are you going to blow it up right into the mic? Just for the ASMR?
One blow.
You've got to bite it a bit, haven't you?
Come on, we've trained for this.
It can't... It surely won't need that much air. He's doing it. See, I was going to talk about one of the points that we had while he was doing that, but...
Ooh.
Go on, do you want me to hold your mic and you can finish that off? I'll hold your mic while you finish me off. No, while he was doing that, I was just going to say about the imposter syndrome name. Yeah. So basically, when we were first coming up with the idea of doing the podcast, I already had the name. I wanted to call it imposter syndrome. felt like it was something I related with a little bit. And I was spelling it with an E the whole time. Apparently, I'd never played Among Us, as I was pointed out by Kian. It's spelled with an O. However, there are podcasts and shows and albums as well called Imposter Syndrome on Spotify that are spelled with an E. So I thought I was doing it right when I searched it, and there was nothing called the Imposter Syndrome podcast.
I didn't know I could hold this much wind.
Mate, all you've got is hot air. What? Is your tongue stuck?
What was that?
All
you got is hot air. Should have ended that with period.
Oh, fucking hell. Making me hot and bothered. Actually fits really well. It's a bit floppy on top, isn't it? This is straightening up them tips there.
Well, thanks for that story about imposter syndrome, Tony. Right. No, because everyone worries. Cares about that.
No, well, hence why it's specifically got to be the Imposter Syndrome podcast. Because that is not taken. But there are a couple.
It is now.
But it is now, yeah. Socials are, wait, it's at the Imposter Pod, wasn't it, that we got in the end? Yeah.
You don't have to do that. You can flash them up on the screen. Oh. 21st century, Mosh. So, recently, I've been going through a phase of watching an absolute shit ton have come down with me. And I mean, like, back-to-back episodes have come down with me to the point where, like, I look and it's, like, 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm not bothered about getting up in the morning. All I'm asked about is how, you know, Janet's spag ball's going to go down on
the
night.
Are we talking like one lot of people or multiple lots of people? Because, you know, like one episode of Come Dine With Me is usually just one person, right? And then like it's spread over like four episodes, no?
Yeah, I think it's...
So one episode is
five,
one
five, isn't it? Four, five?
Yeah, depending on how many people there are. It's spread over like four or five episodes.
Right, yeah.
So we're talking like...
I've watched it, that's...
Are we talking like one bunch of episodes or are we talking like multiple bunches of episodes?
Multiple bunches.
Multiple bunches, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That it?
Yeah, that's that one done now. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No. So I've been watching them back to back. And if I'm being honest, it just pisses me off. Like it's keeping me up into the morning because it's genuinely winding me up. Like, because you get these people and you'll watch it. Or there was a Manchester episode and it annoyed me so much. Right. Because obviously they had like, say, I can't remember how many people it is, even though I've been going B2B with these episodes.
B2B?
It's either four
B2B
or five.
B2B, come down with me.
But say, right, say it's four people for the sake of it, it'll end up being five now.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, so everyone else was like, your average, you know, geezer off the street, you know, your average like lady on the street, you know, like as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this one guy who was, you know, like the definition of someone who's stuck in the 90s.
How so?
Like they've still got their hair cut like that way.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, but a lot of those, I feel like a lot of them are older.
He went and got a DJ to play some Happy Mondays for his entertainment.
That's
whilst he taught
brilliant.
Everyone how to bez dance.
That sounds like a great night.
Just come down with me too.
How do you bez dance? What's that? Sorry.
It's not
that sounded really like Tory when I said that,
then,
didn't it?
It's annoying me as well.
How does one bez dance?
No. No, right. And it's annoying because, and this is serious now, because you'll get these people, right? and they go to each other's house.
Uh-huh.
Right. And they'll be going, right, so say like I come to your house or whatever, and we got like Lorraine with us and you know, Barry from down the street, yep. Right? And say we're in Newcastle tonight, da 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 da. First person comes on, right? They come round, they meet each other. Hiya, hello, how are you? Oh, I'm great, thanks. Nice to meet you. You always get that weird one who does too many kisses when they meet for the first time as well.
Like the one,
you know,
two,
that weird
three.
Uncle at the parties.
Or the
that
cheek.
Type of geezer.
Talking cheek kisses.
Yeah. Like yeah, one. There was a guy who did three.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We're three. French, darling.
Mm. No, there's actually a thing for that though, isn't there? A certain amount of kisses
what,
is different.
Three, yeah, salt.
No, it's different. It's different cultures. Like one of them, I might be really ignorant here, but I'm sure like one of them is like four is say for fucking France, and then three is like go on. Can we? Yeah, Josh, Google that. How many kisses to a country? I'm sure there's like different countries.
But it's not. It's not the kisses. It comes down to the food.
There you go. In Slovenia, oh fuck, that's gone. Kissing traditions. Why is there a picture? That's weird. What are we saying here? While cheek kissing is common greeting in many cultures, each country has a unique way of kissing. In Slovenia, Serbia, North Macedonia, Montenegro, Russia, the Netherlands, Switzerland, fucking there's a lot of them here. It's customary to kiss three times on alternate cheeks. Is that Italians, Croatians, and Hungarians usually kiss twice, see? So I was right.
Right.
Mexico and Belgians, one kiss is
necessary. We're reading too deep into the kissing, Tony. It's not where the problem lies.
Sorry, I'm getting cramped. I'm not. I don't know why.
Honestly, I'm not too stressed about the kissing. I was just explaining how they meet. And then they'll sit down and they'll have the food, right? So it'll be a starter and she's made, what, let's say prawn cocktail, right? Staple dish, all right? I won't personally choose it, but Lorraine's chose it tonight.
It's a solid start.
I'm not going to ruin it for her. Straight to it slagging off. Oh, shit this, Lorraine. Who made this?
Are you saying that 90s?
Different episode. I seen this woman, she made a bruschetta. Or however you say it.
Bruschetta.
Honestly, it looked like...
I don't know.
That's right. She'd snipped a bit of bread and whacked like fucking three pieces of tomato on top.
That is pretty much what it is though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, they were that big and that were a starter. But then hers was absolutely horrendous. Like her full thing was, it was just like shit after shit.
She get more points.
No, she got like 17, which is like an all-time low.
I was going to say, that's not a lot at all.
But then for the rest of the week, she's going ahead and slagging them all off.
Yeah, there was, I remember watching an episode once where a woman was like tactically scoring. So she was purposely scoring everyone else low.
Come on. And she, you only win a grand.
No, mate, and they called her out at the end before the last episode. The producers made her go back. They actually did it. They made her go back in the show and rescore everyone else because they said, you're tactically scoring. And they made a whole like plot of it in the show. And said, we've sat her down and we've made her rescore everyone because we know what she's doing. And I've never seen that before on Come Die With Me. I thought it was scandalous. But but she nearly got away with it. And a grand's a grand. I rate it massively. I don't know why anyone else has ever done it.
You'd think it'd be more though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I don't know why not. Well, I imagine people have probably wanted to do it and now they can't because since her getting caught. But I bet if you go back to episodes before that.
Yeah, but you could tactically score anyway.
This is what I'm saying. I bet if you go back to episodes before her getting caught out, you watch them, a close eye, I bet there are people that have done it. I bet, even just like one or two lower than they should do, maybe they deserve an 8 and they give them a 6. Those one or two points can mean a grand. I bet there's people that tactically scored in early episodes and won because of it. I bet.
Nothing beats that episode when that guy's like, take the money, Gene, or whatever it is.
You've got all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres.
You've got the grace and decorum.
That's the one, yeah.
Ever reverse it. Now, take the money and leave.
It's also amazing because they're in his house.
They've got rid of that, though, haven't they?
What do you mean?
That episode, I can't find it anywhere. And I've been balls to the walls with the bastards.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can find it on YouTube. It's going to be some. Is it Channel 4 that's on?
It's on Netflix. No, you're
what, right. The clip? Oh, we don't need to see the clip, do we?
I've seen it.
Do we need to see the clip?
See it in my dreams.
Speaking of clips, do you reckon you've seen the one that I've put on here? Do you know which one it is? Right, I was out with the dog earlier. This is a complete kind of tangent here. I wanted to go for a run. I completely fucked up my knee last night playing football with the Alex Tracy from TikTok. The Alex Tracy from TikTok. That's the one.
You're plugging him.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll plug Alex. Go find our boy Alex on TikTok. We'll get him to plug this. We'll have him on at some point, I'm sure. But playing football with him. And I've had a bad knee for the past few months. And he stopped shaking my leg, so I ended up shaking that camera. And it's been getting progressively much better. I kicked the ball once, and it went. It was like something popped. And I thought, I'm just going to try and like jog this off. But I was in a lot of pain. And it started to get better. And I took a shot about halfway through and collapsed to the floor. And someone caught it on video.
I've seen something like that on Curry once. They had to get ambulance out. Bring his heart back to life.
Someone was recording it and I didn't realise that someone had set their phone up at the end of the pitch and it looks like on the video that I'm doing
Alex
it.
Alex TikTok live.
Yeah, yeah. You'd think so, but it looks like I'm doing it on purpose because like the way I hit the ball and I turn around and I like start swearing my head off a bit and then I'm like walking away.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it was on, I put it on my story.
Yeah.
So you would have seen it. It's on my Instagram story, but it looks like I knew that the camera was on. And I didn't.
Yeah, because you was watching it for like a couple of minutes before it, weren't you?
What, just in front of the camera being like, yeah, I was going to
do it. Here's my moment
to attention here, if I stand exactly here, I'll be fine. Yeah, no, but...
Well, wind.
So it... What, in case the camera falls out? What do you mean?
What? Just getting the right angle. Dropping a bit.
No, so it went last night and I was in agony. So I thought, today I'm going to go for a light jog. Just a brisk run.
Yeah, because that's what you do when you fuck your leg up.
The thing is, it's been so bad for so long that I thought... This
2 days.
I've been living with it for months. So I was like, okay,
you only went playing football a fucking day ago.
Well, no. I just said it's been bad for months.
All right.
And it was getting better, and then it's just like gone by me playing football. And so I thought I'll go for like a brisk jog. Anyway, took the dog with me to go for a little dog run. I'm enjoying my dog runs. And but there's about like this much ice on the floor at the moment. And it just reminded me of this video. And that was what I meant by a tangent. As a full-on tangent.
I think I know the video. Is it when it's like, this is the perfect.
I said, what are you doing running? And you're saying it was really good out?
It's the perfect texture for running. Very low impact and it's dry snow so your feet don't get wet.
This is me earlier
today.
What
have you seen while you've been out running?
It's been a lot of fun. There's a lot of other runners and more skiers than runners for sure. I think they've got a little bit of the advantage with the whole
pause stride and glide thing. But... Let's assess this situation. Right. Weather alert. Metro weather. More snow expected. First of all, it's not very in-depth, is it?
What? weather. Where does it...
It's just more snow expected. we're going to have more snow. Mm-hmm. Right, you look at this, you think to yourself, right, we've got two joggers here. They're on a jog.
Fucking hell, weather alert. There's metro weather?
It's snowing outside. We're going to go for a jog. It's the perfect texture. You can feel it crunching under your feet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come dressed all in my best tin foil.
Do you reckon that they saw this? Because what does it have like a time here? What time is that? 6:15 in the morning, do you reckon? Yeah. Do you reckon that they saw it on the morning news before they went out for their run and they recognized where the cameras were and they thought, let's run past there?
In our like 25 degrees there,
it's boiling. That's Fahrenheit, isn't it? No, is that Josh?
This
stay
is
there.
Why you don't have a fucking microphone.
Stay over there. I feel bad. No, do you reckon...
Oh my God. Where do you want belong getting frost, mate? Have you seen...
What he looks like now?
No. Have you seen he's done a tune? He's released a tune.
I think I heard
it's
about
like,
this.
It's like... How does it go?
I think I heard about
it's,
this.
Type in...
The David Guetta ends racist.
Rory McSorley. That one there. Frostbite.
Oh, that's
bar.
From... That, mate, that's it's from 8 years ago.
It's like, take me down. What's
turn
it
down a bit, Josh.
Well, how's it go?
Because I can sync up the sound.
He's like in bed with an old woman at the start and his mum's like...
Do you know, he's got not like an old woman fetish because that's not a thing, right?
Oh, no. Did you not hear what it was?
Have you not seen him on Happy
Hour?
Yeah,
it was...
He's just got, he tries to get a green card to get into America.
Blogging other things, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like fucking weird competition. No, he was trying to get a green card, right? I can see it on there.
There is alcohol that makes you fall. You're following me. So, 1, 2, 3, get forward the door. But if we're in while they last.
Was that him waking up? I thought that was him fucking, I thought it was going to pan out and she was like on top of him.
It
she's
goes
face.
Off, it's like, I'd like a classy lassie, but she's got to drive a Massey Ferguson.
What's that?
That's poetry to me.
What's a Massey Ferguson?
A tractor.
Is it?
Yeah. You should know dress like that.
What do you mean?
That
what's going on here? we're just not going to get to the bottom of that. We're just going to stop watching. Fine, yeah, fair enough. Let's just stop watching it. Let's stop watching it. Fucking hell.
Imposter's obviously very clever.
Actually, Josh, pull up the screenshot of the text that I sent you earlier, if you could, please, darling. That's the one. So this is a description that I sent to the woman who has done the illustrations for the podcast, the designer. I just thought we could read it out because I just put a couple of nice little bits in there. I can't remember where they are. Oh, it was the specific descriptions that I gave. So I said, Tony is a photographer and videographer. Keen works in social media and is a bit of a guru when it comes to that sort of thing.
I'm a fucking hater.
And then where's the other bit that I put in? Hang on. I'm trying to find it now. Because I gave it like the hex codes and stuff.
Guru.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, at the bottom. For the third figure, so I didn't tell you guys this, included in the price, we actually got three figures. Not just two, obviously figures being me and you. We got three. So I thought it'd be a nice little present and surprise to get Josh one.
You sent her a photo of me?
And I've sent her a few photos of you, Josh. I took them, specifically the ones that you sent me when you were in Madrid. Of you in the lift? I sent her those. And to be fair, she got it pretty spot on. The only thing I'm surprised she did, she gave you white shoes. But I said, here's some images of Josh. Please feel free to take complete creative freedom with his illustration, but keep it completely separate from Tony and Kian, as he's not included in the branding. I said, Josh loves photography and is a drummer in a band. However, she said, I'm going to take creative freedom and I'm not going to include any of the description you've just given me. But she did you an illustration and it's really cool. One thing I have told her is that you need lighter hair. But feel free to open it for the first time. That's just for you, mate. I don't know why.
He's on legs.
No, but that's what he looks like when he's got his trousers up really high.
And he's got his. It's you now. You got no shoes on.
Yeah, I don't know why she just put you in socks. But I thought it was quite cute that you were just in socks. I don't know why
you're shaped like a greater than sign. Look at the state here.
But
what
yeah,
are you doing there?
I'm not sure why she's giving you black hair.
You look like you got a bit of like an impacted wisdom tooth going on.
Yeah, that's so idiot. I don't want to laugh at it because she's so nice and she's done such a good job. She really has. Like, she's done a great job, and we'll put like a link
to her.
She
needs to add your little curling.
Your little flick down, maybe your little Superman curl. Yeah. That's one thing. Yeah, but he's not really got that in the pictures that I sent, to be fair. I think she's actually got the hair pretty spot on.
Yeah, like a young Hitler.
Yeah, that curve to the face there and that point out. That's just the art style, man. I'm really happy with all the illustrations. I think they're great. We'll put a link to her Fiverr page down below. Her name's Hedry. I don't know if...
We won't do that.
Say that. No, we will.
No, we fucking won't.
She's been so good at taking the amends and stuff like that, and I commend her on her amends. I think she's been great to work with, and I really like the final product. I think it looks really good. Very happy with it.
Right. So, me and my mates the other day, we was having a normal conversation, and then we got onto the like topic of law, but not your boring average law.
Sorry, what mates?
Oh.
What mates are you getting onto the topic of law with? What are you umming and ahhing at? Oh no.
No, I mean, are you attacking me?
I mean, like, who of your mates are you talking to law about?
No, not average law, about not law. That boring law. Right. Just like old UK, like, pull them up, Josh.
All right, Joe Rogan.
Type
fucking
in.
Hell. He's been in that seat for an hour and he's
pull him up. Pull him up, dickhead. Listen, you mind your own business.
Okay.
Right, no. Put funny.
Like, Google what you asked him to Google.
Funny UK law. Josh is human AI. Right, this one. 20.
This is actually great.
Right,
isn't it?
So 20 UK laws.
Right. Oh, this is one you told me about.
In the Metropolitan Police District, Act 1839, Section 47, it is illegal to carry...
Section what?
Section 54. Sorry, dude.
Fucking hell.
It's illegal to carry a plank of wood along a pavement unless it's been loaded to or unloaded from a vehicle.
He is from Bury.
Yeah, so you can't walk through the streets with a plank of wood.
Okay.
Against the law.
How would you walk through the streets ever then?
Go down.
Oh, that just sounded like I was saying you have a massive cock, wouldn't it? That's not what I meant.
It's illegal to fly a kite in public.
Where are you meant to fly a kite then, in private?
Yeah, keep going down.
Maybe it was like a rich person's thing back in the day. So like on private land, you could fly a kite, but the poor didn't have kites.
It's illegal to walk cows down the street.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Is it?
Get fucked if you're walking a cow down the street.
Is it?
Yeah.
For some reason,
get it out the road.
Under Scott's law, it was rumored that the camera's.
Hang on,
in the
way. You're just going from one to the other. You know when you get like stuck behind a horse when you're driving, how annoying it is because you have to go so slow in case you scare the horse.
Just forget that.
Imagine if
when
were, like,
you set off and turn left down. We go back into country and western. And just as
I grew up in the country.
He asked for someone for directions the other day. They said, just keep going. Once you pass the saloon on the left and the rolling hay, just fucking keep going straight. How often do you get stuck behind an arse?
What I'm saying is that, like, imagine being stuck behind a cow or a herd of cows moving even slower than a horse.
It says just in daylight.
Oh, there you go. So,
in daylight.
No, that's fine.
It's fine.
No, I changed my mind.
Just keep scrolling. Nighttime cow walk, let's pick out some good ones. Do you know that it's illegal to be drunk in a UK pub?
I did not, Kian. Oh, wait. Rule number 6. That felt really forced.
There you go. Josh, type in. There should be a law about, like, killing a Scotsman if he comes into York.
It's illegal to shoot a Welsh or Scottish person.
No.
It's illegal to shoot anyone.
That's,
what the fuck?
No, that's the new law that they passed. They only
killing
got abolished.
Killing someone with a bow and arrow?
Yeah, yeah. Right, so it says, only in York, the law states, it is legal to shoot a Scotsman with a crossbow upon seeing one, except for Sundays.
But this, what I want to know is, where did the laws come from?
It's only if the Scotsman's caught drunk or with a weapon.
No, then he can be shot on a Sunday.
Oh, then he can be shot on a Sunday. Yeah. They're all at risk.
Except with a bow and arrow. Oh, so you can't shoot him with a crossbow. It has to be with a bow and arrow if he's drunk on a Sunday.
I thought it's...
That's what it says.
He's got a bow and arrow.
No. It says he shoot a Scotsman with a crossbow upon seeing one. And then it says, however, if you catch him drunk, then you can shoot him on a Sunday, but only with a bow and arrow, not with a crossbow. So they're the stipulations. Sunday shooting is only bow and arrow and only if he's drunk.
I guess when you put it like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's
just
fine.
Breaking it down for you. No, but what's the origin of the law? That's what it must have. It's come from somewhere.
That's such
you
a good one
I mean?
Underneath.
Which one?
That's such like a grey area. Using a phone at a drive-through whilst the car's still running. You just stop at every window at Mackey's.
That's a new one. That's been quite recent.
Well, it's got to be, isn't it?
Do you just like stop at every window? Sorry, I'll just have to turn the car off.
But my car's got a start-stop engine. So does that count? If I put the handbrake on.
Did you, Josh?
What?
Did you? I've just seen if anyone asked. Okay.
Sorry, I forgot we just did a podcast and like.
Who is an imposter? What you gotta do is put ant balls in your mouth.
Oh, what is well, right, when he was pretending to do I'm a Celebrity and stuff, and he was like dressed up as Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
Was that Keith Lemon?
Yeah, he was like, what you gotta do? Is
what
put
was
ant balls in your mouth.
What was
and then he did, we're the fucking Hairy Larry Peters.
what was that on? What did he do that on? Because I know the one you're on about.
It's put Keith Lemon on.
But I can't remember.
Oh, it's at the top there.
Rewind. That's the one, yeah, that's it's on TikTok. When was this on?
Hello and welcome to this Bush Tucker trial. It's going to be an absolute banger.
Once again, you, the viewers, have been voting for the celebrity.
Oh my God.
Today's
the fucking. And we can now pause it a sec. The prosthetics for Ant. is that Keith Lemon? Is Keith Lemon Ant?
Yeah.
I can't. So who's playing Deck? Because I feel like I recognise whoever's face that is. Do you know
what
I mean?
Do you mean
like,
that's Deck?
No. Do you know what I mean though? Like who is playing him? Because I feel like I recognise that face. Like whatever's under the prosthetic.
Yeah, that
fucking right.
Will Mellor.
Will Mellor. Here he is.
Will Mellor.
They're voting for you again. How are you feeling?
Well, everyone's starving, so I'll have to do my best. What?
Well, Will, don't worry about it, because we've lined up an...
I'm pretty sure I went to a funeral once that Will Mellor was at.
As you can see, we've got a tree trunk here.
I'm not even
joking. So in it, it's very dark. You've got to put your hand in there and grab some it.
And today, the thing you have to grab is Ant's penis.
Try to grab stars and then go in.
No, well, it's very simple. No stars. No stars. I'll go behind a tree trunk, I'll get the old fella out, you'll put your hand in there and whack his off until I finish.
That's the only way I can get food for the camp.
That's the only way. It's the only way.
It's the only way.
You don't have to do it, Will.
But you are being paid.
They're all starving, we'll have to have a go on.
Hey, don't it, we're on telly!
Okay, Ant, please. Insert your penis in the tree trunk.
All right.
Come on, mate, come on, mate.
It's out.
It's out.
There's no reason at all for you to do it. You don't
No
have
reason,
it.
Will.
Oh, I can't do it, I can't do it.
It's okay, just calm down, Will.
You don't have to do it.
Oh, come
skip
on. You
this.
Have to do it. You have to do this.
I've got it.
You have got it.
What does it feel like, Will?
Oh, so slimy.
Good luck. Good luck.
You're doing absolutely brilliant.
That's
Will.
It. Go faster.
Okay.
You're doing brilliant.
Shouldn't take long now. Go. Slow.
Shouldn't take long now.
I've got cramp.
You're nearly done.
Bring it on. I've got cramp.
He's got cramp.
Right.
He's got cramp.
No, I've got it. I'm on it.
He's all right. All right. You've been on telly.
He's all right. Go on. He's all right.
Okay.
Deep breath, Will. Deep breath.
Do the emu. Do
oh,
the
fuck's sake. The close-up's so unnecessary.
That's it. I'm in there. That's it.
God.
Go on, Will. That's great, Will. That's great, Will.
Daily! Daily, okay?
Is that fucking
well done, Will. Well done.
One of Dick and Dom?
Down, Will. Wipe yourself God. Down. You've done absolutely
Is that one of Dick and Dom?
You're brilliant.
Playing Deck?
I think it sounds just like Deck.
No, seriously.
It's the little things in it when Ant says something, he goes, yeah, just do it. Just do it now.
No, wait, can we find out something?
Right, so. This is the time. This is where Josh is going to give us a question completely off the dome. and it's going to be a random question that we don't know. Josh, have you got a... I feel like we need to come up with a name for this segment, seeing as it is like first step and all that. Have you got a name for the segment? Off to a great start. So...
Well, it's not nice being put on the spot, is it?
This question... All right.
Yeah, exactly. Just... All right, I'm just...
It's mind your business.
Passive-aggressive.
All right. It's me and Josh at the moment.
Josh, what?
Tell him, rude boy, what's going on? Come on.
If you could only own one kitchen appliance, what would it be?
Right. Before anything,
right?
Serious talk.
Uh-huh.
So, by appliance,
yeah.
Oh, it's a spoon and appliance.
No, that's cutlery. We're talking white goods, right?
Okay.
We're talking white goods.
All right, mate.
White goods.
That's what it's called. Like dishwashers, washing machines, fridges—they're yeah. called white goods.
Yeah.
All right.
White goods. Yeah.
Don't fucking try and get me cancelled. It's called white goods. That's what they're called.
So,
I'm a homeowner.
Let's go through some first because I feel like I'm going to have to...
All right, I just named some. Dishwasher, washing machine, fridge.
Right, here we go. He's getting
oven,
it all.
List of white kids. just list of white gods by accident.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Major appliances, also known as white goods. See, comprise major... Right.
Could you not... like
clothes dryer? Does that just mean a dryer?
Just think of the ones that are kitchen related though.
Yeah, but what about an arga?
Wait, so washing
machine... I sound like you now, don't I? What about an arga?
Do you know what I was talking about?
In there in your
I was
quarters,
talking about argas to my barber earlier.
Yeah, good
I
one.
Had an arga barber conversation. I'm being serious.
That's come under oven.
He was telling me about his log burner, and I said, you can have an arga, can't you?
But air fryers are taking over at the moment, aren't they?
That doesn't count.
What
do you mean?
Because it's that's like saying microwave count. Oh, there's microwave count.
Yeah.
Like countertop appliances count as well.
Yeah.
So like what, it's a kettle? Where are we drawing the line?
Yeah, kettle's fine.
Kettle,
yeah, you could boil water in the microwave.
So if I could only have one?
Yeah, but
there'll
be some boring shit and say kitchen.
What?
Oven, sorry.
No, because oven, I can do without
you're
oven.
You're asking us the question. You can't start just limiting things.
No, it'd be dishwasher. To be fair, I'm...
What?
Yeah, but this is the thing, right? Up north, dishwashers are not like a necessity, whereas to me I've grown up with a dishwasher. No,
it was my only friend.
Genuinely,
me and Bernard,
I think
we go way back. I couldn't
that's a
part
thing.
With him
on,
I could not part with him.
I think that's a thing that
Russell,
up north,
yeah,
Russell Hobbs his name was
yeah, full name, that's his Christian name.
No, I think genuinely up north you don't, not everyone has like grown up with a dishwasher, whereas I think
what are you trying to say?
I don't know, like I just
up north, you just lick the dishes clean.
No, is that not, am I wrong?
But yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
What do you mean? We just have paper plates
up
here.
I thought it wasn't...
We could fold them up and bin them.
I thought it was like more common up north to not have a dishwasher or to like almost frown upon it.
Down south. We have an abundance of dishwashers down south.
I don't mean... No,
it's becoming a real problem.
That's not... All right. Easy on.
You're doing great.
No, okay, maybe I'm wrong, but it's just what I've been told by Northerners. Yeah, maybe I'm completely wrong, but I just assumed that it was a thing that dishwashers weren't always like in every household up here. That's all, like, you don't grow up with one, whereas I've always grown up with one and always needed one. And when I didn't have
always
one,
grown up.
There was a period of time where I didn't have a dishwasher when I lived in a flat. And it was I had to wash the dishes.
He had to FaceTime home just to speak to his dishwasher.
No, it was awful. And do you know what I wish I had?
It was awful. What, a sink?
Yeah, it was fucking... I had to buy a draining board because it didn't even come with a draining board.
Oh my God.
I had to buy one from IKEA. And there was always dishes on the side. I had no counter space. And have you seen?
No counter space?
No, have you seen there's those TikToks that people make a lot of the time, like...
Why do you have no counter space?
Because all the dishes are dry all the time.
I keep right. How many dishes do you get through?
I use a lot.
He just had them like laid out. He didn't have like a fucking rack.
No, this is
he
part
just
of
had
the
them
problem.
Laid down across.
No, I did on a tea towel.
There was nowhere to put them away.
I had them on a tea towel. And that was like a tea towel. What was I going to say now?
We've got to put a picture of the Queen up somewhere as well.
No, you've thrown me off completely there. I can't remember what I was going to say.
You're telling us about you and your best friend.
Yeah.
Russell.
What?
Russell, you know Russell.
Me and Russell, yeah, Russell we go Hobbs. Way back. No, yeah. Wait. Oh, wow, it was on the tip of my tongue now. I've lost it again. No, but have you seen those TikToks of people using those like countertop dishwashers you can get now?
Yeah.
Where you just pour a bit of water in the
top?
Oh,
yeah.
That was it. Yes, I did
like
have...
fucking Temu dishwashers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're like Wonderful Wish. Yeah, and they probably explode and set your house on fire. But there was a lot of dishes on the side. Because I'm so used to having a dishwasher, I use a lot of dishes. Even now, like having one again, it's just me.
He's got one for his beans.
I live alone, and most of the time it's just my dishes, and I still put it on nearly every night.
Question then:
I use a lot of dishes.
So if you choose dishwasher, so you never cook anything ever again.
I could live on salad
forever,
or I could like buy cooked meats from that are like already cooked.
Yeah, but do you want to live the rest? I could of your have life, no, because like, no, like, 1800s.
Hang on, barbecue isn't a kitchen appliance, right?
Yeah, barbecue
everything.
In this weather, -2 degrees.
Yeah. Well, if I get a gas barbecue and it's not coal, which I would never do, by the way, but if I did, that would be fine.
He'd never do that.
I'm a coal purist. What can I say? I've never actually cooked on a gas barbecue, but I've just heard it's not as good. The coal makes it taste nice. Just rub the coal on the chicken before you cook it. It's fucking work. No, but I just do it from the barbecue.
I didn't expect dishwashers to be
the
answer.
There is
I wouldn't. I'd choose a fucking oven.
Really?
Yeah, because you got the hobs on the top as well, so you can still fry shit.
No, that's two separate appliances.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's all in one.
Mine isn't. I've got a separate...
That's what I was saying, I'd have the microwave, but oh, dickhead, you can't have the on button.
No, what you're saying you'd have is a stove, right? A stove is an oven and hob combo.
I'd have it all. Right? I'd have it all.
Can we fact check that?
It's not two appliances.
No, it's two separate appliances. Right.
But they're on top. It's on top. It's built in.
Answer it in the comments down below. Is a hob and an oven two separate appliances?
Two separate appliances. You have one or the other. Which one do you have?
Yeah, you can't have both. That doesn't count.
Oven.
Really? That really
Why?
Is.
Give me like a blender or something.
A blender?
Yeah.
Why?
No. It's a bit more exciting.
What am I trying to dispose of?
Yeah, what are you doing with that blender?
I'm making a smoothie or something.
Just going to live in smoothies.
What a life.
I'm shitting through the eye of a needle. Fucking, oh, what's you quoted? It's funny. And I quoted, and it's all of a sudden this fucking radio silence. Story of my life, that.
You don't say it with confidence.
No, I know. Sorry. I don't say many things with confidence. It's
confidence.
Fine. No, yeah, that's it. Thank you. Better.
With the ambiance. I don't know. I feel like an oven's your safe bet. I feel like a microwave's like not that bad of an idea as well. But I mean, could you really live the rest of your life off a fucking microwave? No. It's like I seen one the other day. I was scrolling through TikTok and it said it was actually a bit of a stress for a moment. And then I had to like regain like myself and go, it's not real. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was having a dilemma. It was, would you rather... for the rest of your life, get rid of bacon, sausage, or steak?
See, I would. So I've only got to get rid of one.
Yeah, but you never have it again.
That's fine. I'd keep steak because I like steak. I could really go with. I could live for the rest of my life without. Sausage or bacon. I could pick either. I'm not really that fast. What kind of bacon are we talking about? Streaky bacon or
the
like
one that comes off a pig?
No, but like, are we talking about like what I class like English bacon or American bacon?
Like, it's just bacon, like no, all the ranges.
Cuts of it though.
No, but it's like saying a potato, and you're like, are we talking about crisps?
No, it's not. No, I mean like streaky bacon.
No, it's just anything different. Anything off it.
No, because I don't really like the bits where you know the bacon where you get the big fat bit and then you get the little bit on the end and it's just got a big bit of fat going along it.
Did you?
Shut the fuck up.
Did you?
Right.
Well, wait, do you prefer streaky bacon to normal?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah.
I prefer streaky bacon to normal bacon.
Really? Wow.
So if it's
when you come of age, lad.
I'm amazed.
I would get rid of sausage because
because you follow that already.
Yeah. You could put bacon on steak, that'd be nice. Little combo.
Bacon on steak.
Yeah, but cheese
what,
bacon
like steak.
That's gotta be a thing they do.
Cow
in America.
Blanket.
That's gotta be a thing they do in America, surely.
Steak and
Do you remember that fucking was it called Epic Mealtime?
Yeah.
And they just wrapped everything just in bacon.
Bacon. They had a t-shirt that said bacon and bacon and bacon and bacon, didn't they?
Did you?
No, you can't do that to everything that I say. It's not how it works.
How much is stressing you out?
It's not how this works.
In addition to this.
Go on.
What's your favourite kitchen appliance?
My favourite one? Yeah. Dishwasher. That's why I chose dishwasher.
Microwave. Air fryer.
We're just naming them now. Blender.
No, air fryer.
Kettle.
Because with an air fryer, I know you can do chicken in a microwave if you're weird. And
oh, fuck no. Who's doing that?
People are doing that.
No, I know. I'd defrost a piece of chicken in a microwave if it was near being fully defrosted and needed a little bit of help. You know, like when you take
what
it out.
What is that?
You take it out a couple of hours
what
too late.
That?
Take it out of the freezer a couple of hours too late and it's not quite ready to cook. I'm not Boris Johnson.
A little bit of help. A little
bit of help. No, you know what I mean? It's a little bit frozen in the middle still and it needs a little bit of help. And you just put it in the microwave, put it on defrost for 2 minutes and then it's sorted. That's the only time I put chicken in the microwave.
Well, you can bag it in air flat, be sweet. I'd probably go. Cheers, Jeff. I'd probably go air fryer. Any more questions?
Yeah, air fryer? Was that just me that heard it like that? It sounded weird when you said it.
Air fryer.
Air fryer? No?
That's the
Bory. Is it him there?
Beautiful new blue passport.
Need it blue.
Right.
Blue passport.
So I've built this lovely set and everything, and it's just turned into this is just now a place for me to get bullied. That's all this is. I've spent loads of money to get. I'm such a cuck.
He spent so much money. He can't even afford a new dishwasher.
I can't anymore. I'm stuck with my normal dishwasher. Do you know now, a lot of people, when they get a new house built, they'll get two dishwashers fitted. Why? I heard this is a common thing now.
Really?
Yeah, apparently
we'll get two
so.
Dishwashers fitted.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they'll use one almost as a cupboard. Because there are certain things that I don't know if you, like you guys have this, but they'll
just use one as a cupboard.
Let me finish.
Is this how much of an
I've
abundance
to,
of
I've
dishwashers
to finish. I've started
down
to,
south there
I've
are that we're now
finish.
Using
I've started
dishwashers as a storage space.
I've started self finish.
Look, he's dying over there. You know what I mean? We'll use it as a cupboard.
This isn't me. It's just what I've heard.
Where from?
From people that build houses.
Also known as builders.
Builder's such a broad term. Anyway, so there's certain things that like are constantly in the dishwasher, right? Like
it's a cupboard, so beans, ketchup.
Yeah, you can cook your beans in the dishwasher. Have you ever? Right now, I'm going to go off on a tangent. No, apparently it's a thing. I'm not saying that I've ever seen it. I'm not saying that I have it. I'm just saying it's a thing that people do.
You could take that so off course. I'm not saying I've seen it. I'm not saying it. If you say I've seen a TikTok
because
before.
They just leave stuff in the dishwasher.
I've seen a TikTok before and it was like when your friend can't afford a lawyer so you stand in court for him and he's like, I ain't saying he did it. But if he did, you know what I mean?
That's good. I like that one.
That's he's my, funnier that's on
my
the
favorite
video.
Favorite so far.
You finally got one in.
Yeah, it was a bit delayed though. I didn't think to do it until afterwards. Yeah. The other thing, have you seen when people like cook shit in the dishwasher? That's like a thing. Yeah, have you seen that?
I feel like I've seen it on that.
Like they'll like sous vide things, so they'll put like chicken in a bag.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
chicken in a sandwich bag. Yeah,
but I think I've seen it on one of those like.
It's fat.
It's not like extreme couponing, but one of them things. You know, like when those.
Wait, sorry, what?
You know what I mean?
Extreme couponing.
No. Listen,
what on TikTok?
Read my lips.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying it's not extreme couponing, but it's like, do you know one of those, what's it in America? TLC.
What, the TV network?
Yeah, it's like one of them ones.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's like, you know, you've got a fella shagging balloons on one of them.
Oh, like Extreme Cheapskates. Yeah, that guy
shags his car. Have you seen that?
Yeah, yeah, his car
have
crashed.
You seen that? You see that he crashed happened here? Thatcher's Britain. I'll tell you that for free. Tell you that for free, dickhead.
Do you see that he crashed the car and he was like devastated and then he got a new
Chase
car?
Yeah, rest in peace, Chase. Yeah, I've got a fucking memorial in my back garden.
This is like, this happened like over a year ago, maybe two now.
So we went out, Pimp Daddy, Hot Boy Summer. He went and got about four more cars.
No, he did. He went and got another car. Yeah,
yeah, he's got about four more.
Yeah, and he shags them all.
He's having a fucking orgy.
Yeah, mate. Best thing that ever happens to that man is crashing his car.
Yeah, well,
honestly,
Pup Daddy shagging them all. Have you seen the state of it though? It's like a scrapyard in his back garden. But have you seen the video when his dad's talking about it?
Yeah.
And his dad's like, it's a little bit weird. It's like, he's outside, like at caressing steering wheel, trying to get leg up.
Yeah, but if you're his dad, like, what are you going to do?
Well, you do that.
The only other option is to just get rid, isn't it?
I seen another one and there was a guy who's got a wife.
Not like kill him, but like, just like not talk to him again.
There's a guy who's got a wife and he shags balloons.
I've seen that one. Is that the one where his house is like full of balloons?
Lifts his top up and puts them underneath. Mm. I like the way they feel.
What about the man who like has like 300 orgasms a day? Seen that one?
Yeah, when he's just
like collapses on. It's not funny because he seems like he's in loads of pain. But like the way that they make the way that they do the video, like they're doing it as if it's like it's a comedic thing. The way it's presented is in a funny way. It's impossible not to laugh at it.
The ones like that are good. It's like, have you seen, there's that girl and she thinks she's a Ninja Turtle. You know, Josh, get it up. Get it up.
Jamie, can you get
jump
that
on it? Go on the YT.
What is it? Girl thinks she's
just
a Ninja
just
Turtle.
Type in Ninja Turtle.
What about the one of the kid who's like, in every way but physical, I am a wolf. No.
Well, that one. See?
What is this? I'm going to give you my number one. I thought that was her.
Totally
upset.
Totally upset.
They put
there
an advert for therapy on this.
This next story takes us to Ferndale, Michigan.
Oh, he's dead now, isn't he?
Capital of the Midwest.
Ah, fuck.
Who is 26-year-old
it? 26-year-old Michelle Ivey is convinced.
I don't know his name. He's really bad. Sorry. Him. I have seen this, yep.
Cowabunga!
Yes, I have seen this.
14 years, 26-year-old Michelle Ivey has dedicated her
life. She just scans pizza.
Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh, because she's a Ninja Turtle.
Can you not tell?
It's like that brother showed me a picture of her.
Michelangelo is my favorite turtle because he reminds me of myself.
Cowabunga! Come on, dude! It's shell kicking time!
I figured it was a face.
She oh, I don't like the laugh.
Care Bears. She grew out of My Pretty Pony.
Sorry, pause it a second.
She has become.
Just go back like 5 seconds. What's going on with the font of this? Who the fuck chose this font? What the fuck is that?
Live a little.
Sorry, yeah, go
she
on.
Grew
that's
out
just
of
really
live a little, Tony.
What animals he got in that cage?
She has become.
You won't see what he's got in the dishwasher.
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. I've been thinking.
Just a fucking duck. Just going around. Just fucking spinning about.
Why would it be spinning in the dishwasher? No, that's what I was going to. I've been thinking for the past 5 minutes. I've got something to tell you.
What are you dogs in the dishwasher? Shit.
No. Oh, fuck.
I only went to put him on a rinse.
No. I was just going to. No, it's, when we were talking about dishwashers, it just triggered something in my brain, like a past memory.
You and Russell Hobbs.
I'm just trying to think of how to like phrase this. So we had like, when I was growing up, we had some family friends that, they were lesbians. And it became apparent, we went round one night.
No, we can't put that in.
Why not? I just said they were lesbians.
Yeah, he started giggling and I burst out laughing.
Because you went, well, they were lesbians. And he just goes...
Right, we went round to a family friends for dinner one night, and after we'd had dinner and stuff, we were helping clear up, and they opened the dishwasher, and I'm guessing that they just forgot to empty it, or maybe they put it on a very quick cycle before we'd come round, and they opened it, and in dildos. There, like, on the top rack, dildos. Was all of their dildos.
Brilliant.
But, like, a collection of them.
Well, at the end of the day, at least you know they're clean.
How did you know I was going to say dildos?
What?
How did you know I was going to say dildos?
Come to me, casa, su casa.
That's not how you say it. Yeah, no, but it was just a collection of dildos, different colors, sizes, the works. Yeah, someone's like, you know, when you get like a set of knives, I imagine that they come in a,
as you do,
have like a magnetic thing on.
No, I imagine that they come in a thing that you like roll out, just like just later.
Oh, right. I've got a story that goes along with that.
Go on, what's it about?
Which is, we went to Amsterdam in about 2020. And we was walking about and we was like, oh, obviously everyone goes to the red light district just to see what it's like. Uh-huh. And we went down to the red light district and we was kind of like just down the middle, like, down the middle, you've got like the canal.
Yeah.
And then either side is where you get your rooms. And I was like.
Well, where the buildings are.
Yeah. With like the women in it and stuff.
Yeah.
And
getting the thumbs up.
And.
That's what happens in one of the rooms, actually.
As we was walking down, there was one building on the side that was bigger than the rest, and the curtains were closed.
Right.
And normally, if the curtains are open, it's like,
business.
You know what I mean?
Is that how they speak, is it? I've never been.
No, have you not seen that video of that woman? And she's like, would you like any bitch?
Nice? Yeah, you want to do some business? She says like that. You want some gold curry?
It was a bigger room.
That's what she says. She offers gold curry.
I'm never going to get this story out.
No,
you fucking mimicking.
No, I'm not. No, you bring up the video. Mm. Can we pull that up, Jamie? Sorry, Josh.
Right.
So there was this one room on the side that was bigger than the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I was stood there like, you know, you look at it and you think like, so much going on in there, because obviously the curtains are closed.
Yeah.
Next minute, the curtains open. I'm like, whoop. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm not staring, love. You see, all right. And next minute, as the curtains open, I shit you not, right? Mm-hmm. There's dildos, whips, chains.
In the window.
The full shebang across the back wall. And I'm thinking.
How deep? Hang on. Can you give me perspective? So like you're stood outside, you've got windows. They're like a woman in the window.
No, like someone's opened the curtains.
This is turning into an Alpha Male podcast.
No, someone's.
It's first episode we're already talking about. Anyway.
No,
yeah.
Someone's opened the curtains.
Uh-huh.
And on the back walls.
Yeah, but how far back is the back wall? I'm just trying to get
it.
It's
just like a fucking room, Tony.
All right, okay. Like, as big as this room?
Do you want me to say? I don't know.
Sure.
I didn't
like,
get my tape measure out.
Just...
I didn't get my tape measure out.
Okay, I'm just... Details matter.
Bigger than 12 inches, put it that way.
Okay. What, the depth of the room?
Fucking size of them dildos.
Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, they could have been...
Really far away.
Yeah. Continue.
This story would have been funny 10 minutes ago.
It was still will be.
I was just wanting to tell it for about a minute.
Go on.
Am I okay to talk?
You can continue.
Right. So the curtains opened, and as the curtains opened, mm-hmm. all you could see on the back wall was like dildos, whips, all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a bit of like a BDSM-y room. Do you know what I mean? I was like, that's weird. I said, there's been some devious dog up to bad boy tricks in there. And I shit you not, as I thought that to myself,
mm-hmm.
that I swear, the guy who walked out, he must have been about 80.
Right.
Right. He must have been about 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he's walking out, and dildos on the back wall, everything. Come back to England, speak to my mate. He went, oh, did you see the BDSM room where they do like all the weird shit? I was like, what do you mean? He was like, it's the bigger room than all the other ones.
Right. Oh, is that where it ends?
Yeah, but do you know when I said it would have been funnier about fucking 10 minutes ago, but you just kept like... So we'll cut that whole thing out.
I don't think it ruined that at all.
We'll cut all of that.
I thought it was going really well.
Right. You fucking twat.
We think we have enough for an episode. To be honest, this one's going to be a little bit choppy. It was the first one. Hopefully they'll get better from here. We've built the set, so they have to get better. We've not really got a choice at this point. But thank you for tuning in anyway. If you did get through this, don't blame me if you didn't. But yeah, we'll be aiming to do these every week if we can stick to that as well. I'm not going to make any promises, because if we make any promises, the only thing we can do is let people down. So yeah, hopefully there will be another one of these next week and then every week thereafter. Got anything else to say? That's a no.
I'm assuming you'll upload them to YouTube though.
Yeah, well, so I was looking into the way you do that and stuff, and like I've asked my podcast friend. and she said she gave me two different options. She said Audio Boom or one called Acast. But yeah, so she said Audio Boom is a good one, and I've had a look into like they have who else's podcasts that they have on their books, whatever, and they've got a few that I even listen to. So I think we'll go with them.
I don't watch podcasts.
Well, then what's the point of me saying? Because you won't know any of them.
Give me a call.
The TMG podcast?
No.
I can't think of any others.
I saw quite a few.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It's in abundance. You don't know how we get through them all in a week.
You're making me fucking awkward.
Every time he says something and it doesn't land, I'm gonna go
which is gonna be every time
and then flash it up on the screen. What did he say?
I'd probably say you don't want to go like it's our first episode.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
so how should they like welcome to the Imposter Syndrome podcast, like, well, how do I do it like that?
I think
I'd say yes, people, but you're a bit Tory, aren't you?
I don't think I'd get away with saying yes, people. I don't think that would sound right coming out of my mouth.
It's a new podcast alert.
Can you hold the mic up to your mouth, please?
It's not started.
Well, we could use this, though, and you're not prepared. I've been prepared the whole time. Everything of mine's been recorded.
You're locked in position, this lad.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, and I'm thinking about just where it goes after that song happens, because I don't know how to intro it after that. And this is like stumbling at the first hurdle. But and he's just like no help at all. He's just absolutely no help. And he's meant to be he brags about having media training. Doesn't seem like it to me.
I'd be like, would you not say, well, this
is... Hold the mic to your mouth.
Would you not say, well, this is new?
Well, this is new. This is the Imposter Syndrome podcast. Yeah, there you go. Right, fucking, let's just... I can't just say fucking at the start, because you can't do it in like the first 30 seconds, can you?
Right. Look at the fucking camera.
Uh-huh, I'm looking at it.
And say to them,
mm-hmm.
The people at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
You'd just be like, hello.
Hello.
Why don't you do a full take of it to the camera to show Tony what you think?
That's a good idea.
Because you're saying it in just like a normal way.
Or I'll repeat it after you. You do a bit of time and I'll just repeat it after you and then we'll go from there.
Let me think in my head what I'd say.
See, you can't think of it either. Giving it a big one. You ain't got a clue.
So I'd do it like...
Sorry.
You'd lean a bit forward and you'd be like... I don't know what to say. Yes, people.
If you lean forward, am I in frame?
I'd be like, yeah. Yes, okay. People, how are we doing? This is our new podcast, Imposter Syndrome, where
it's not the Imposter Syndrome podcast. Yeah, ignore that.
Yes, people, how are we doing? This is imposter syndrome. So I'd go, yes, people, how are we doing? This is imposter syndrome, where me and Tony basically give our 2 pence on everything and just waffle bollocks about your mum.
Don't say bollocks, though, because...
I'm not doing it.
Well, we could just use that.
Is that facing you, that camera?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It feels a little bit off, but it's fine. No, let's just go with that.
It's just my eye, mate.
We'll just... There, cool. Intro done. It's got to be the Imposter Syndrome podcast, though, because...
Maybe say, yes, people, this is our new podcast, The Imposter Syndrome, where me and Tony give our uneducated opinion on all things happening or something like that.
Yeah, stop going so close to that because it's going to be too loud.
Yeah, again, Tony, it's not actually real.
No, but we could just use this. Because otherwise we're never going to be able to... I'm not going to be able to do it.
You've got the better voice for it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't like hearing the sound of my own voice. And I feel like I sound really posh sat next to you.
Give him a noise cancel.
It's got to be...
Be like King's Speech. Fucking going on with himself.
You can just say, hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Hi. I don't want to end up on like a TikTok.
What does it say on
a TikTok
it?
Clip.
What's mildly offensive if you put 2 white blokes?
In current use, spelt 2 white guys with a podcast and sometimes confused with not everybody needs a podcast because they're like the comments that people put. Did you not read that when I sent it?
No.
I'd sent it for you to like approve it, to be like, yeah, that's good. No? Didn't have a skim at all? Yeah, just read it now. Why not? Anyway, you're talking over me now. I'm trying to intro it. I felt like I was going to get it at some point then when you was reading that. You really like messed me up.
Shame.
Are you going to...
Oh.
I just buffered. I'm glitched.
Are you just watching videos? let's just fucking leave it.
Pick a number between 53 and 74. Don't tell me.
Okay.
62.
60 what?
2.
Originally, I thought 63, and then I changed it to 68. Anyway.
Pick a number between 41 and 65.
Okay.
53.
No, I went 58 again. It's the 3s and the 8s, so they've got something in common.
I'm getting a word.
Anyway, it's got to be the Imposter Syndrome podcast, because when I searched it originally, I did it with an E. Thinking that the word imposter was spelt with an E. But it's not. It's spelt with an O. That's what I was telling you earlier. I can't do it. That's I can't fucking do
it. Oh, is this it? Is this it? I thought you were just boring me.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you going on about?
All right, we've got to start this, Key, somehow.
Clap, lad.
Hmm?
It's a clap, lad.
Oh, yeah. Good.
What's that do?
Sync all the cameras and the mics.
How's it do that?
Because I just sync up the claps. I do it. I'll sync them up.
All right. I'm with you now.
Yeah,
I thought there was a technique to that.
I wish. No. But we tried doing it and I was having a conversation with Keane. He just fucking looked at me like a mong.
I didn't know what was going on. They were doing weird things. His hands were really oily. You know what I mean? I wiped it on my pants and believe me. That,
you wiped it on your pants?
That shit stayed there. Like a slug had climbed my leg.
Oh, man.
It was disgusting. They had a carp pool out back. They had a carp pond out back.
I honestly didn't understand what you just said then.
Honestly.
Initially.
I caught him once. I was looking out my back window.
Your Bolton went really strong there.
He had his knob in the fish's mouth. Yeah, but it's funny.
I'm confused though. Is he saying it as if it's an actual thing?
Yeah, it was
like
a joke.
He's seen. No, I get that part. Fuck's sake, Keaton, man. Fucking trip me up anytime I try and join in conversation.
It's me and Josh here, mate.
It's
spout on your spats at, dickhead.
Why is it? It felt all right with me and you were sat here having a chat. Now I'm sat here with Keen, it feels all fucking awkward.
You'll get used to it.
There's going to be so many cuts in this first episode. I can feel it.
You'll get over it.
No, I know. I just want it to flow.
Right, so.
You know what I mean?
Well, let's start this again.
We're just not good at this. So, yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, so, we will be. We're just two white guys with a podcast.
So.
And that's okay.
So.
Go on.
Clap.
What?
Sync clap.
Done that.
So.
Now?
Taking the bit.
You started recording 20 minutes. What do you mean?
Right, so.
Okay then, Josh. Give us your, well, Josh is going to do a Josh question. What? We actually do need to. I won't do it.
This isn't going in the podcast, by the way.
Why?
Because we're not watching someone get. Well, what we just watched. Say it, don't spray it. We just watched someone get wanked off.
Right. So every week, Josh is going to come with a question that's going to be the Josh question of the week. Producer Josh. Sat back there, and we don't know what the question is, and it's a Josh themed question. I don't know. Josh, what's your question this week? Just,
that was fucking horrendous.
No, it was natural. Okay, so every week Josh is going to come with a question that me and Kian don't know, and it's, I don't know, it's just going to be off the dome. No, that was shit as well. I don't know.
Off the dome?
How the fuck do you want me to say it? Off the dome. How do you want me to say it?
It's going
to
be off the dome.
I'm intrigued. What's dog left and right?
So, I was told the other day, I was made aware by Molly. She told me that I've taught Starsky his left and rights wrong. And she is correct. I have. Because, so for a treat, I'll offer him, he'll sit, I'll go left paw, right paw, high five, and then he'll jump up and he'll get the treat.
I was taking the piss about that because I never got to tell you what was happening downstairs.
Oh.
Because I was halfway.
I think your story was good. I just didn't think it was funny that an 8-year-old bloke came out.
No, it would have been about 10 minutes ago.
No, I don't think it would have been.
When we was all laughing and the morale was up.
The morale is up? What do you mean? Well, when we were talking about dishwashers.
What's next?
Why don't be aggy.
I'm not aggy.
I think we've got enough there for an episode.